This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How many times have you guys heard this line? Small businesses are the engine of job growth in our economy. Lots of times, right? Well, as it happens, we just cut and pasted that line from the White House website. Although, to be fair, it's a refrain politicians of all stripes do love to repeat. But is it true? Kate Davidson reports.
Economist John Haltewanger of the University of Maryland has studied this very question. His response?
I would say no, not at least in the way the politicians have described it.
He says it's not size that matters, but age. He says it's young companies, and not all young companies, just a few, that are engines of job growth. Haltewanger says the economy is full of churn. In a good year, hundreds of thousands of new businesses create at least one job.
And it turns out most of those businesses either failed or didn't grow. But a small fraction of those businesses really take off. And in the economics literature, we've begun to think about those businesses as transformational entrepreneurs.
Think about your Facebooks, your Twitters. Starting small and growing big is part of the American dream.
But in truth, most small businesses are dry cleaners and dentists.
Eric Hurst is a professor of economics at the Booth School of Business.
Dry cleaners and dentists tend to start small and stay small for almost their whole existence.
Just the size they should be. Jared Bernstein with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says we lavish too much policy love on small businesses just because they're small.
I think we should help small businesses, say, break into export markets where they face barriers. I think we should help small businesses have access to credit markets.
He says policies should nurture survival because he thinks businesses that start out small and grow older and bigger are the ones that add the most employment in the long run. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.